What's up, guys? It's been a minute. I know I ain't been vlogging like that, but this is your host, BYOB Media host, talk show host, Demaria Smith. Now, I know it's been crazy. I know it's a crazy time right now, and I want to say I'm praying for all you guys. I'm praying for this world. You feel me? And I thank people who keep tuning in and who keep listening, man. I really appreciate you. I really do. You know what I'm saying? And to be yourself, man, to live life, have fun, and love one another. You know what I'm saying? If you with your family, you know what I'm saying? You got your little ones with you, take care of them. You know what I'm saying? Teach them, you know what I'm saying, the right things. Teach them how to grow spiritually, mentally, and physically. You know what I'm saying? If you got older kids, teach them about their finances. Teach them how to, you know what I'm saying, invest and make their money work for them. You know what I'm saying? Be there. Be in their life, man. It shouldn't take for a pandemic, such whatever they calling it, for everybody to come together and actually be with their families and, you know what I'm saying, be with their kids. It should already been like this. You know, one thing is don't panic. That's what I'm going to tell you guys. Don't panic. Don't go crazy. Don't be, you know what I'm saying, fear is your worst enemy. So don't let, you know what I'm saying, whatever's going on in the world affect you and how you live. Keep doing what you got to do. If you want to go to the store, go out, have fun, do it. Just be safe and be cautious. The only reason why they're having everybody, you know what I'm saying, doing this, like I said, you know, it's probably part of the agenda. But I'm not going to go too in on that, too deep on that, and speak about that. You feel me? But I want you guys to know that God is with you. Everywhere you go, every day you wake up, pray always in the morning, pray at night, pray during the middle of the day, pray over your family, your finances, this world, you feel me, is this country, this city, state, pray. You know what I'm saying? Because God is watching. God is there. And God is going to protect you guys no matter what. You just got to have him in your heart, man, no matter what. You feel me? Even if you feel like you probably sick, it don't mean you got the coronavirus. Is it because you sick on me? No. Because if this wasn't the case and there was no coronavirus and you still got sick and got the flu-like symptoms, it's just going to be another cold at that point to where you can just treat and fight off. And you know that. You know what I'm saying? So, recently I was sick 2 months ago, 3 months ago, you feel me? And, my throat was messed up, runny nose, you feel me? I felt like a little fever or whatever, cough, you know what I'm saying? Acute bronchitis, barely breathing, all that. But, you know, guess what? I got over that, took my little medicine, went to sleep every night, fought it off, you feel me? So, yeah, man, do what you need to do, man. If you feel like you're sick, take the medicine, man. Take some cough medicine tonight. Take some medicine, decongestion medicine. That's going to help with your breathing. That's going to help with your fever, runny nose, coughs, all that. They have medicine out there for that. You know what I'm saying? Get all that. You feel me? So don't be going crazy, man. Don't be taking everything off the lid, off the stores and shelves that other people can't get. You know what I'm saying? Don't be doing that, man. That's crazy, man. Y'all was never doing this before. That's one way how to have people start doing things that they're doing now in this world, such as government and everybody. Because you guys are panicking. No need to panic, man. God got it all under control. Once you have to believe, if you start having fear, that's when he can get you. That's when the enemy can get you. Don't show them no fear. Stand down. Stand for what you know. Have respect. You feel me? Love one another. Take care of one another. Treat one another with respect and dignity, man. You feel me? Fight for each other, man. You feel me? Like, life is crazy. I ain't gonna say it's not. Life is crazy. You feel me? But we all in this together, man. You feel me? We all in this together. So, take care of one another. Love one another. And then show each other new things, man. Train your mind. You feel me? Mind is a powerful thing. But don't let it go to waste. Train it. Learn something new every day. Learn gardening. Learn cooking. Learn how to purify water. Learn everything. Look it up. Look at military tactics. Look it up. You know what I'm saying? Go online and really do research, man. Don't be worrying about this, man. If you need to go somewhere, go somewhere. Go. Leave. Get out the house. Have fun. You feel me? But just be mindful of who you with. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the world get too crazy, man. The craziness and the fears, man, starts with us. It's in us, man. So whatever happens is because of us. We allowed it to happen. You feel me? So Stand up, fight for what you believe, man. You feel me? We all in this together. We all in the same situation. We all in the same shoes at this point. You feel me? But don't be no sitting ducks, man. Actually do something. Fight. Get out there, man. Make a difference. Make something happen. You feel me? And I'm going to tell everybody right now, don't get the iPhone 11s. If you don't get an iPhone, a newer version, get the 8, get the 8 Plus, get the 10, get the XR. But don't get the 11. Stay away from the 5G. That's all I'm going to say. Stay away from the 5G. I don't care. I'm going to tell y'all guys this now. Stay away from the 5G. You feel me? But love each other. You know what I'm saying? Protect yourselves at all costs. And make sure you come together, man. Don't be separate. Don't be separating. Don't be... No, come together. Stand by each other's side. You feel me? Look at the ones you got with you already, man. Love them. Take care of them. Do it for your kids. Look at your kids, man. Love them. You feel me? If your relationship ain't good with your baby mamas or your wife or your girlfriends... Or for the ladies, your man, your husbands, your boyfriends, your side dudes, make it strong. But most importantly, get in good with God, physically, emotionally, and physically. You got to know who God is. Know who Jesus Christ is, man. You feel me? Pray every day. Really sit there and pray. You feel me? It don't take nothing but a couple of seconds to honor the man who gave you life. Honor the man that gave you breath. Honor the man that gave you beautifulness in this world. Because not everything in this world is evil. Everything, there's a lot of things that are beautiful in this world, man, that we take for granted every day. And now you see, because of the lockdown that's going to happen, you feel me, already happening, now you wish you didn't take it for granted. You feel me? God's going to give you another chance, man. Us another chance, man. But we got to really take things seriously and be here for one another and one another. You know what I'm saying? Take care of one another respectfully. Don't be out there doing all crazy crap. Robbing, stealing, looting, shooting, killing, fighting your own people. When we in the same situation as you, all you got to do is ask for a hand and help. You feel me? Or we can show you how to get it. We can show you how to get the help, but you have to ask. Open your mouth. Don't be scared because you grew up a certain way. You feel like you have to be this person. No, you ain't got to be that person. It's always a different person that you could be, a better person, a positive influence. You feel me? That you can be. It starts with you, though. It starts with changing your mind. You change your mind, you change your heart, you can change people's lives. Period, man. Don't be losing sight of what you was here to do. You feel me? You're here to leave a big impact and to change the world. You feel me? To change somebody to get them going in the right direction. I don't care if it's one person. It can be one person, two people. It can be half a person. It can be a midget. It don't matter. Don't be scared to be, you know what I'm saying, to give a helping hand to people who really need it. Just because you was probably born with it and they was born without it, don't mean treat them any differently because you're still a human. At the end of the day, it could change. You could not have it. They could have it. You feel me? How rules and tables turn real quick. You feel me? So don't ever doubt a person because their strengths might be your weaknesses and your weaknesses can be their strengths. And they can help you strengthen up your weaknesses and you can help them strengthen their weaknesses. You feel me? It's all helping hand. You help somebody get up to the next ladder. You know what I mean? You feel me? You give me your hand and I'll get up to the next situation. And then I put my hand out and you can climb up the ladder. You feel me? It's a domino effect. Helping hand. You start with one person helping, the next person going to help. The person after that going to help. It's a ripple effect, man. You feel me? So that's all I'm going to say, man. It's time of craziness. Love one another. Do what you got to do. Take care of one another, man. Live life. And don't let this coronavirus shit scare you, man. Just stay healthy. Eat healthy. Work out. You feel me? Look up what can clean your system. Look up Dr. Sabi's herbs and his, you know what I'm saying, and what you can eat and put in your teas to make you healthy and clean out your system. Look that up, man. Look up something healthy. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. And then y'all tune in for the next one.